Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And she joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's really nice and warm outside. And of course, everybody wants to get outside and enjoy the sun. But unfortunately, this time of year, sometimes we run into ticks, and tick bites are an issue for some of my patients, and mostly because of the issue associated with Lyme disease. So ticks are actually found across all of North America and can be active year-round, especially in areas with mild winters, something we don't get in Ontario. But they can be active, most active in the spring and the summer months, and actually well into the fall, even, you know, from April till September, because they prefer warm, humid temperatures. And they're most commonly found in wooded and tall grassy areas, but they can actually also be found in your own backyard, because often they can hitch a ride on migrating birds in the spring, so they make their way into the city. Now, normally we think of ticks, you know, we're concerned obviously about ticks, but there's only a few of the 700 known species that are actually found to bite and transmit diseases to humans. So just because you have a tick bite, it doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to get Lyme disease. But they do carry a host of pathogens, and of course Lyme disease is the most well-known. So if you discover a tick on your body, the most important thing, of course, is to save the tick, seal it in a plastic bag, store it in the freezer, and it really allows you to take it to your doctor, especially if you develop symptoms at a later date. So the kind of signs and symptoms that you might get would be a small bump or redness, for example, at the tick bite, kind of resembles a mosquito bite. The irritation generally goes away in 1 to 2 days, and it's not necessarily a sign of Lyme disease. But if you get bitten and you suspect that you do have, you know, some signs and symptoms, here are the kind of things that you should be looking for. So things like fever and chills and fatigue, muscle and joint aches, swollen lymph nodes, and that can occur in the absence of a rash. So when we think of those things, because of what's happening with COVID, you know, fevers, chills, headaches, they can, sometimes people might not know the difference between symptoms of a tick bite and COVID. So it's important to sort of diagnose it appropriately to make sure we know what the person has. Typically, the patient would have a rash, but not always. The area might feel warm to touch, but it's rarely itchy or painful. And after the rash disappears, sometimes we get an enlargement, and it looks like what we call a bullseye appearance. So that's kind of a classic Lyme symptom, but not everybody gets it. So if you're experiencing any of the symptoms, it's important to call your doctor and really assess whether you've been bitten by a tick. And typically what we think of is, you know, we often will send patients for blood work to diagnose if they do have a tick bite or if they have Lyme disease, for example. And untreated Lyme disease can actually cause quite a few symptoms, chronic symptoms as well. And there's too many symptoms and issues to go along to talk about all this week, but patients can give me a call. And next week, we're going to actually talk about naturopathic support for the treatment of Lyme disease.
So if someone wants to talk to you about Lyme disease, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Dr. Betty Rosendahl offers you a complimentary consultation. Take down the number, talk about Lyme disease or any other issue you have. It's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more about Lyme disease and treating it naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.